have to condition our mind and believe. And you know, when you start believing for something, sometimes right away, just the opposite appears. It's in the environment. It's in the atmosphere. It's there to contend with your faith. So we are here to change the world. We're not here just to subject ourselves and bump along with the program. No, we are here to change the world and usher in the kingdom of God, in which there is no poverty. There's nobody poor in the kingdom of God. Nobody's sick in the kingdom of God. Hello? Deuteronomy chapter 11. God gave us a promise concerning seasons. I don't read this in Deuteronomy 11, verse 10. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt, from whence she came out, where thou sowedest thy seed and watered it with your foot as a garden of herbs. But the land whither you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. A land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. The first thing here, he says, the land that you are going into is not like the land of Egypt. Okay? It's not like the land of Egypt. Let's establish that in our mind. It's not like the land. What was the land of Egypt like? Okay, number one, it never rained. You know, in Egypt, you know, they get very little rainfall on a yearly basis anyway, if any, but it never rained. The way that they, now Egypt was very prosperous, but the way that they prospered, the Nile River ran down through there, and there were times of the year that the Nile would overflow. And so when the Nile would overflow, what they would have to do, they would have to get down into the mud and dig trenches out to their crops so that the water would flow from the Nile and water their crops. It was like irrigation. That's why they felt like they were responsible for their blessing. You know, like somebody say, they're a self-made man. I did this myself. Well, the Lord said, the land he's leading you into is not going to be like that. It's not going to be where you have to irrigate, where you have to work, where you have to work it and work it and work it and work it and, you know, get the water from the Nile and it never rained. Go to the next verse. But the land whither you go to possess, it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. The land of Egypt was flat, totally flat. But he said, the land I'm taking you into is a land of hills and valleys and mountains. In other words, there's variety. See, when the land is flat like that, there's just one soil. But when you have hills and valleys and mountains, you have all types of soils. There's a variety. There's an abundance. You can grow abundance of crops, all different types of crops. So Lord says, I'm going to take you into a place where the hills and valleys, and it drinks the water of the rain of heaven. Now, what was important with the Israelites, and this now this is so important. When we talk about truth, what was so important to Israel and Canaan was their obedience. Because if they didn't obey God, God would withhold the rain. And what they needed for crops was what they called the early and the latter rain. They needed rain when they sowed the seed, and then God would give them rain in that season. And then they needed rain when harvest would come. God will give them the early and the latter rain, and they would harvest. It'd be bumper crops. But when they disobeyed God, when they were disobedient to God and didn't obey his commands and follow him, he would shut the heaven. There'd be no rain. In parts of the desert, you come across places where they grow flowers, where they grow palm trees and that through irrigation. But for the most part, it's barren because of the disobedience of that nation toward God, how they rejected Christ. You understand? So it's barren, but that land was very, very fruitful because God would send the rain. But again, it was contingent upon their obedience. Amen? Our blessing is contingent upon our obedience, not facts, not people. It's if you obey. Sometimes people can be blocking or standing in the way of your blessing. or your advance or your promotion or anything else. But if you'll obey God, if you'll continue to, there's nothing too hard for God. If you'll continue to obey God, nobody can stop you from what God has for you. Nobody can keep you out of the land that flows with the milk and the honey. It's not who you know. It's not, doing this, that, or the other. It's obedience to the Lord. When you're obedient to God, he said, I'll take you into the land, and it won't be the land like the land of Egypt, where you got to sweat and labor and, two jobs and try to do this and never any time with your family and, you're working your nails to the bones, you understand? It's not going to be like that. It'll be a job where you have some leisure. Amen. Where you can spend time with your family. Where you can come to church. It's a land that the Lord cares for. See, this is the truth. When you walk in truth, it sets you free. And you're in a place where the blessing of the Lord is upon your life and God is caring for it. You don't have to watch over your shoulder and watch your back and you wonder who's trying to get you. Let them try to get you. They're going to have to deal with God first. Hello? See, if God puts you there, God's going to protect you. If God raises you up, God will keep you up. You don't have to worry about a bunch of stuff like the Egyptians. You get in a place by hook and crook, then you got to keep hooking and crooking to stay there. You got to watch your back because somebody else trying to get your spot. But when God brings you into this land, it says God's eye is on it continually. God cares for it. God sends the rain in due season. Amen. That's the truth. That truth sets us free into that dimension of blessing. Where the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he adds no sorrow. Huh? Where he adds no sorrow to it. You ever got something, went out of your way and got something, bought something or did something, and after a while you regretted it. Instead of waiting on God to do it and bless you with it, you couldn't wait. We've all done that before. Tell somebody, wait on God. I love that portion of scripture. For the land you go in to possess is not as the land of Egypt, where you sowed the seed, you had to water it with your foot. See, you had to water it with your foot. You had to dig those trenches, and you had to go about 4 feet deep, digging it out with this tool, and then do it with your feet. Get that trench nice and flattened out so the water can flow through there. See, it ain't all that with God. God says, no, I'm going to give you a land of variety. And I'm going to rain. I'm going to send the rain. And it'll grow as long as you obey me on that condition that you obey. Look at Ephesians 3 and verse 20. The scripture says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Okay, we're going to start on this trek here. Exceeding simply means to exceed limitations. Amen. To exceed limitations. Truth will exceed limitations. God says, now unto him that is able, the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father, he that is in you, now unto him that is able to do exceeding or exceed every limitation. Every limitation that the world, that you yourself, or that others have placed upon you, he says, I'm able to exceed that limitation. It's the truth that'll make you free, though. It's not just knowing somebody else or some kind of formula or strategy. Truth has to be at the core. And truth is a person. Amen. In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He is our wisdom. Not just some scam, some plan, some scheme. What would Jesus do? He's our wisdom. It may not look like it's working in your favor when you do it because Jesus would do it, but I guarantee you in the long run, it will work together for your good. You will come out like gold. Amen. It doesn't always look like it. Why? Because facts jump in the way. But fact can't handle truth. It can't touch truth. When you stand on the truth, when you declare the truth, when you speak the truth, when you believe the truth. Every day, if you're sick in your body, you ought to lay hands on yourself and say, by his stripes I am healed. And find other verses in the scripture that speak in behalf of your healing. What God promised you. What's contained in the covenant that you are a partaker of. It is there. And there's nothing that's too hard for God to do. Nothing that God does not want to do. Amen. Which of us, being a father, if our son asked bread, we'd give him a stone? How much more would our heavenly Father give us what we're asking for? Amen. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Abundantly, that word exceeding abundantly. Exceeding means exceeding limitations. Abundantly means more and more of the same kind. More and more of the same kind. And exceeding also means surpassing that which is lawful. Surpassing that which is lawful. Amen? Okay. Now I want to start to release some things here today for us to place our expectations on. Someone say new dimensions. Look at someone, tell them, get ready for new dimensions in God. Somebody say new levels. Well, I feel the water level rising right now. Come on, somebody say new levels. New levels in God. No, we're not going back to anything. It's a day of new beginnings. This quarter has ushered in something new. It's a new level. Listen, don't ever expect to be going back and things to lessen. No, things are going to intensify.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 26 of The Faith Crisis, The Truth Makes You Free, part 2. The truth found in Ephesians 3:20 will cause increase in the businesses of saints. The blocking spirits that have hindered believers will be knocked down. God is bringing those things that have opposed the church to an end. It is time for the army of the Lord to move forward. Exodus 14 and 15 records these words. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. There is no enemy that can stand against the word of God. Truth is exceeding and abundant.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.